This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Jeff Sundu.
If you're only just joining us, our first story of today was about how we don't need a degree, according to Tim Cook. He's basically saying that a bunch of their employees have been employed without the need
nearly
for
half.
Nearly half
of their US employees.
That's really, really interesting. Mm. And this is a debate that's going to go backwards and forwards for generations, I would expect, about why you should or should not have a university degree. Okay, well, let's move on to story number two, and whether or not story number one and story number two could potentially be slightly linked. How 83% of Malaysia-based employees anticipate a bonus.
Yeah, so this is coming from Randstad, which is a global recruitment and human resources services company, obviously, and they launched the second edition of their bonus expectation survey that they did in Malaysia. And so Randstad Malaysia surveyed more than 160 companies and 400 locally based professionals across various disciplines over a six-week period from December 2018 to January 2019. So this is very fresh data, basically. But the thing about this is that there seems to be a bit of a misalignment between the people who expect bonuses and the amount of companies that are giving out bonuses. I will leave you to guess what ratio that's in. Right? So what it is that more... 83% of Malaysia-based employees are expecting to receive a bonus this year. In comparison, actually, to 64% of people who received a bonus last year.
Oh.
Yeah. So only 64% of the people that in the survey received a bonus last year, but 83% of them expect one this year now.
Oh. I'm just wondering, like, isn't the norm that you would just expect to get a bonus? Why 83%? I would expect like 100% of people that we've interviewed all expect a bonus.
That's
like,
the thing. I mean,
what happened to that 17%?
Well, like, the thing is that apparently employers are becoming more and more conservative about bonus payout, right?
Yes,
unfortunately, because of the low GDP forecast, and sort of they want to just kind of reward their staff with different sort of incentives rather than financial ones.
Cheaper incentives.
Well, that's what it is, right? And the thing about bonus payout as well is that 78% of employers plan to give a 1 month to 2 month bonus payout, but only 21% are giving a 3 to 5 months bonus payout. So even the amount of payout that they give in the bonus is decreasing, which is, of course, making, you know, employees kind of agitated, right? However, the interesting thing about this as well is that even with this kind of disappointment, a lot of the employees that were surveyed in the survey said that essentially, even if they don't get a bonus, it's not a deal breaker for them to leave the company, right? It's let's see about this. I can't find the exact thing. 247 respondents said that it was important but not the most important factor. Yeah. But then 162 of them, remember, this is out of the 400 locally based professionals, 162 of them said, if I don't receive a bonus, I'll most likely start a new job search.
That's a substantial amount.
Yeah, quite a lot.
162 people.
Yeah, even though the majority are still like, eh, it's okay, it's important, but it's all right, I can let the bonus slip. But quite a number of them, like a good almost a third of them, do want that bonus.
I guess let's do a survey in the studio itself. Rich, like, how important is a bonus to you?
Fairly important.
Yeah?
It's not I would walk out on my job kind of defining, but it would make me second guess how my employer feels about me, I think. And that might start the cogs churning in my head.
I think I'm on the same boat as you as well. I mean, it's not going to be a decisive factor whether I leave the company or not. I think there are more important factors to look at if you were to leave the company. Whether the company gives you a bonus or not doesn't really... It's quite tiny, but it is... it's sort of like a gratification or more of like, you know, giving you a pat in the back because the company would have made some amounts of profit and stuff. So you both got to like, you know, thank you for that.
What about you, Chris?
I mean, for me, it's not a deal breaker also because this is my first job. So I don't really have a lot of kind of basis of comparison. Mm. But it is really important to me because at the moment I'm saving up for my future, right? Mm. I'm saving up to like buy a house or a car or, you know, whatever. So really for me, that's what I use. I mean, I do save from month to month as well based on my own salary. But also the bonus is a very nice, like, I don't have to put in as much effort
as well. It's a padding cushion.
Yeah, of course, you know.
I mean, I've been in the situation where I've worked for a company that does not pay or did not pay bonuses, you know, no way around it. And I've also worked for a company that paid very, very good bonuses. You know, and when you find yourself somewhere in the middle of those two, it's nice. You know, it's not it's not expected, but you kind of feel as though, well, yeah, it is a little bit, I
guess. Also, I think the expectation does differ from industry to industry as well. And this is the really fun thing about the statistics, because guess which industry wants bonuses the most?
IT.
No, banking and financial services.
Yeah, definitely
95% of the respondents from banking and financial services wanted a bonus payout. But not only that, half of them, 47% roughly, are anticipating a 3 to 5 month bonus. They are not satisfied with just 1 month at all.
82% the banking industry has always been known for their crazy amount of
you can pretty much buy a car on the bonus you get from working for a bank.
Yeah, if you work in a big bank and in a very high position level, your bonuses could actually get you a brand new car.
Yeah. After that is IT at 82%, and after that is construction, property, engineering, and manufacturing at 74%. But they expect to receive less. Both those two industries, they expect 69% of the IT people want a 1 to 2 month bonus.
Yeah.
And 62% of the construction people want a 1 to 2 month bonus as well.
I mean, I suppose as well, it depends on how that bonus is awarded, how it's gauged. You know. Is it because of sales figures? Is it because of how many hours you work? Is it conversions to credit cards or whatever? Sign-ups, if it's the IT companies. I don't know.
But then there's the other thing, right? Like, should we be so focused on the financial aspect of it? Should we not have more employee satisfaction with other aspects of our job? You know, should we not be looking for a work-life balance and not just getting lots of moolah?
Which I think has seen a lot of companies who can't, for whatever reason, provide employees with bonuses. They've compensated with better perks. So
which is fine. Jeff. Yeah. Mm. Which is fine. If you are one of those companies that falls into that category and you can't, financially reward your staff, fine. But if you're in a company, a multinational company, that you know can pay your staff bonuses, you should be paying your staff bonuses, in my opinion.
So, it's finding the right balance. If you're a company, do you give out more bonuses or do you give out more kind of perks for it? They can have a better work-life balance, gym perks or travel perks.
An extra day off or something.
Day off and stuff.
Cool. So basically what the country director of Ransom Malaysia, Ryan Carroll, said was that basically moving forward, they expect more companies to introduce inclusive HR policies that will promote work-life balance and learning opportunities to attain a highly skilled and productive workforce. Employees should also learn to value intrinsic rewards such as development opportunities and being able to work in a collaborative and positive culture.
You see, there's wording in that I don't like.
Mm.
Employees should learn to.
What he's saying is like, maybe there's other things in life than your bonus, but then I'm sitting here like, nah, man.
I'm going straight to the point. What he's saying is you'll get what you're given and you should like it.
Yeah.
Is essentially what he's saying.
So see about that.
Anyway, let us know what you think, folks. Give us some feedback. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. More music coming up right now. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, how China have banned millions from travel for their social credit offenses. We've been visiting this story all the way for the last year or so, and it still keeps coming back for more. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, just like us here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.